I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project that collects the voices of our times. At the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia in 2016, George Bradley spoke with his wife and colleague, Tina Marshall Bradley, about his term as president of Payne College, a historically black college in Georgia. Here's Tina.
Between 2008 and 2014, you were the 14th president of Payne College in Augusta, Georgia. Talk to me a little bit about that experience. For instance, tell me about how you got into that line of work.
My first love was always teaching, and I think becoming a college president was more or less connecting opportunity with preparation. When you move through the academic ranks, you kind of lead toward things that people say that you're good at. And although I wanted to be the best teacher, the best researcher in the world, a lot of people told me I had administrative potential.
Did you like it? Did you like being a college president?
I enjoyed it. It was a very, very demanding job. It's a 16-hour-a-day job. I really enjoyed the 7 to 8 years that I've had an opportunity to be a college president. This was my second presidency. I was the president before in the interim component at Claflin. I thought it would be a rewarding position and profession because it's not a position, it's a livelihood, it's a profession.
You know, I saw you do that work and, you know, I saw that it wasn't easy and, you know, you spent a lot of time with it. What were some of the highs and lows? What specifically did you like about it?
The preparation, the planning, and actually when you saw the implementation and seeing your work and the work of the people around you with the different constituents come to life and really being a part of a profession where you move an institution to develop students for things and jobs that are not even invented now was just a great joy.
As you think back on your position as president, are there things that you are particularly proud of?
There are several successes that, you know, I can talk about. One of them was coming in and seeing during the latter years the students reaching the 70% mark and completing undergraduate research. And only one department didn't really make it out of the other several that we've worked on. And so students being able to write theses at the undergraduate level really gave them a strong tie-in. You know, because the bottom line, those are like your children. And when they're successful, I think that's the biggest gratification that you can ever have. So when I can see these students moving to graduate schools and right now seeing a lot of them completing their PhD and being physicians and the different things, and the foundation was from some of the things that we incorporated, I don't think there's any other gratification that can really outweigh that. It's nothing on a self thing. The main things was seeing the success of students.
George Bradley and Tina Marshall Bradley at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia, produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. To learn more about historically black colleges and universities, visit scetv.org and southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.